The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast. This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Check me out on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Wherever you get your podcasts, NBA playoffs are ready to begin. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Okay, now, Russell Westbrook was in the zone last night. Oh, there's more. Russell Westbrook was in the zone last night. In the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Was it Brondo the Thirst Mutilator from Idiocracy? Why do you keep saying that? Because I get paid every time I do. Rod, you've never seen Idiocracy? Oh, yeah, you have. Yeah, all right. Brendan, you seen Idiocracy?
All right, no.
You have a homework assignment, Brendan. Watch Idiocracy. You'll thank me for it. Just trust me. Listen, Russell Westbrook took a team, along with Bradley Beal, but on his way to setting the triple-doubles record, Russell Westbrook took a team, which a little over a month ago had less than a 1% chance to make the playoffs, and took them all the way there. Win or go-home game against the Pacers team, which looked formidable, against the Hornets. And Russell Westbrook and his team looked flat, uninspired, really atypical for Westbrook. Even if he doesn't play well, he doesn't look uninterested. He did not look like Westbrook in that game against the Celtics. One thing to get outplayed by Tatum, it's another, you know, best player on the other team. It's another thing to get outplayed by the other team's point guard. Kemba Walker's a baller, but Westbrook got outplayed. Scotty Brooks, Wizards head coach, and maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe he'd get more respect if it was Scott Brooks. You know what I mean? You got to drop the Scotty at a certain point. Talked about the team after the Celtics loss.
We were disappointed that we played the way we played in Boston. And everybody took charge of, you know, ownership of that. And they wanted to come back better. And what's crazy is Russell didn't have a good game. And I've had so many text messages. Man, what's wrong with Russell? I said, what's wrong with him? He's had 2 months of being MVP. Numbers. He had a bad game. That's what's wrong. He's not superhuman.
That's look. I understand why coach would say that. He got his players back. It's good, but that's disingenuous. No one asked what's wrong with Westbrook because he had a bad game. It's because he didn't look intense. He didn't look ready to play. It's atypical of Westbrook. In fact, if you wanted me to give you an example of one guy who always brings it, it's Westbrook. If anything, my criticism of Westbrook when it matters most is I feel like he's pulling too hard. Like he has to trust the people around him a little more, just ease up a little bit on the controls sometimes because he wants it so bad. No one saw that against the Celtics. That was the issue. Scotty Brooks, that's the problem. It's got to be Scott Brooks from now on. You're a head coach of multiple playoff teams, different eras almost. People still calling you Scotty. Like, Raji, how you doing, Raji? You know what I mean?
I like that.
You do like it?
That sounds good. Yeah, that's my preferred name.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to find out your government name one day because Raj Grobes is a fake made-up name from a bad spy book or something like that, you know? You buy it at the airport. Agent Grobes. Again, it's not your real name. I knew that wasn't your real name.
You're on to something.
Can LeBron carry the Lakers to another title, and how much of a threat are these two-seeded Suns? Daniel in Missouri. You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hi, Max. I have a comparison to make, and mm-hmm. I would like to know if it's reasonable or just out of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs were the Kansas City Chiefs were the favorites before the Super Bowl because mm-hmm. of the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl game proved that the Chiefs' Achilles heels was their injuries. The other day, I seen that the Lakers are the favorites to win the Western Conference. Are we putting too much hope and trust and faith into LeBron and AD and their ability to play through not being healthy?
I got to tell you, Daniel, I don't think it's a perfect analogy, but there's no perfect analogy. But I see what you mean. Like, the difference with Mahomes is LeBron is Mahomes. And Mahomes' ankle is not the reason. Like, the bum wheel wasn't a factor. He was still superhuman on it. That had nothing to do with the Chiefs falling short. It was his protection. both tackles, who were their two best offensive linemen, were out. And a third offensive lineman was out. So we had no protection. That would be like, to me, if LeBron had, you know, AD compromised and someone Schroeder out or something like that, and it was all up to him, and he was a little nicked up, but he was still LeBron. Like, Mahomes was still Mahomes. But I see what you mean. Going into, like, maybe people like me are slow to adjust to the new reality. Like, wait, LeBron looks really compromised. And AD looks really compromised. And I still pick the Chiefs somehow because, oh, Mahomes will figure it out. But with real misgivings going into that game, because I saw what the Bucs had done to the Packers when Rodgers' offensive line was compromised, and his wasn't compromised as bad as Mahomes. So, right, I see what you mean. Sometimes, like, I'll give you an example. In 04, everyone loved the Shaq, Kobe, Karl Malone, Gary Payton Lakers to roll the Pistons. Oh, look at this ugly Pistons basketball in the Eastern Conference Finals. Look at those Lakers. Actually, I saw the Lakers struggle with a Timberwolves team, and Cassell wasn't even playing. They went six games. And I saw the Pistons have the greatest defensive series I've ever seen in any sport. Both teams, Pistons, Pacers. Low scoring games, but that's because of just sickening defense. And I remember I had a show called IMAX on Fox Sports at the time, and I remember thinking the Lakers are going to get swept. Pistons are going to sweep the Lakers. These gentlemen swept them. They got them in five. But everyone else was so enamored with the Lakers and the name brands and Shaq, who delayed surgery on his toe and so wasn't really Shaq and all that stuff, that they didn't see the reality. Maybe you're right. Maybe the Lakers right now are like the Chiefs or like the Lakers in 04, where you can get so caught up in the names and what they had just recently done that you're not really realistically focused enough on their present situation. Maybe it's not in that sense, the analogy holds up. Joey in Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Max? I just had a quick question for you. Who do you got winning the fight this weekend between Ramirez and Taylor? And who do you think the winner, what do you think will make a more, appealing fight? The winner versus Teofimo Lopez or the winner versus Terrence Crawford?
Great questions. I think Josh Taylor should be a slight favorite, and he is. I think he should win a really tough fight because in spite of what Jose Ramirez told me on Max on Boxing last night, I agree with Josh Taylor's assessment. Ramirez has some boxing skills, but in the end, he is who he is. He's gonna come at you, throw the left hook to the body. Now, in terms of the winner, whether that's Taylor or Ramirez, it's a great fight Saturday night, ESPN, 8 p.m. Not pay-per-view, guys. All the chips at junior welterweight, all the belts, undisputed, both guys undefeated in their primes. In terms of the winner, who would make the best fight, would it be for Crawford or Teofimo? I would think Teofimo, and the reason is neither Taylor nor Ramirez are considered on the same level in terms of upside star potential in the ring as Crawford or Teofimo. Crawford is considered by some the best pound for pound, or very recently until Canelo's resume got even more ridiculous, the best pound for pound. And Teofimo is considered a guy who beat a guy in Lomachenko, a lot of people thought was best pound for pound. These are like upper echelon pound for pound guys. Whereas Ramirez and Taylor are lower echelon, maybe top 10 pound-for-pound guys, the winner of that fight. And so you'd want to see the winner in where the winner has an advantage over a fighter like Crawford or Teofimo. And that wouldn't be Crawford, who's also naturally larger. The naturally smaller Teofimo would be my pick. Okay, now, CP the Fangize is on the line right this moment. CP? CP. Oh, boy. Here we go. CP the Fanchise.
Loud and clear, man.
Oh, okay. Now you got it. By the way,
you
got
to tell those lackeys from Connecticut School of Broadcasting you get it together. I got the basement set up over here. You guys are back by the mouse and still can't get it right. You guys offended poor Ali from Northern Virginia, calling him Lee from Georgia. You guys got to get it together.
That's a good way. Listen,
on?
I got to tell you, Brendan Raj, I'm on CP's side with this one. Now, CP. What's with the pocket square of the handkerchief? Come on, dude.
Listen,
it's
like
too much.
I told
you're
you,
doing
Max,
too much.
I would be the best dressed man in Bristol. I don't even work for the company, and I'm.
You got to take
your
the thing out
right
of your.
Now.
You got to take the thing out of the pocket already.
Right now,
it's very local yokel trying too hard.
This,
what are you
this,
doing?
This is This is orange and blue class. Right, orange and blue skies.
CP, you and I will talk. You and I will talk off air. I'm going to help you out. Go. Listen. I just got something, CP. I'm just going to blow off what we were about to talk about. I got something.
Yeah.
That Raj forwarded me from NBC Sports. Mm-hmm. I just want to read it to you. I'm just going to read something to you. I'm not reporting or anything. I'm just reading it to you. Rumor: LeBron wanted to sign with the Knicks, but wife preferred Los Angeles. Now you're stuck on a second-round treadmill. If you're lucky, CP, if you're lucky, you're going to be stuck on a second round. You're hoping to get to the second round. What do you have to say for yourself?
What do I have to say? I don't care about that. I don't care about shoulda, coulda, wouldas, Max. The bottom line is this. When I started this show, we were the fourth seed in the East. You asked me who cares. I said everybody cares, including ESPN. The Knicks have sold out game one and two of the playoffs. Meanwhile, in Brooklyn, you have James Harden standing outside on a corner on Fulton Street begging Nets fans to come to the game. You know, it's like the tax guy is wearing the Statue of Liberty uniform, flipping the sign. You got James Harden hocking buy one, get ones.
with big
cares.
Fingers pointed toward Barclay.
Yes.
Buy two,
exactly
get one
right,
free.
Max.
Yeah. Buy one, get one free tickets to the Nets. You're not lying. Yeah. It's not going to be that way next year after the Knicks get flame out in the second round if they're lucky and the Nets stomp to a chip. It'll change. But you're right. Right now, that's not the case yet. Now, look, I see what Nate McMillan did, CP, the franchise, Knicks Fan TV. I see what Nate McMillan did. I thought it was smart. Look, it's not that the league is sitting there twirling their mustache, Adam Silver's ethics are compromised, something, nothing like that. But in every business, you have incentives. New York is a market twice the size of the second biggest market, literally twice the size of LA, 20 million to 10 million, right, in that market. And when those fans are alienated, as they've been for many years, to be honest, like in terms of their overall interest in the NBA, because the home team has no chance, you're alienating an enormous number of fans. And a lot of transplants even. It's even bigger than 20 million because they're all over the country, all over the world, right? And so it is in the business interest of the NBA for the Knicks to be good. That doesn't mean Adam Silver tries to make them good or tells the refs to take it easy or anything like that. But it's funny the way incentives shape behavior, right? And so Nate McMillan, I thought, who doesn't have a contract, by the way, after this year, he knows what it is when he opens his mouth. He knows it's going to cost him 25 G's. And he felt it was worth it to say, box the refs a little. You know, now if the Knicks go to the free throw line twice as much as the Hawks, he can come out and spend another 25 G's at a press conference and say, this is what I was worried about. What do you think of what, well, listen, do we have the Nate McMillan sound? Listen to Nate and then respond.
The league wants this. They need this. You know, a New York, you know, this is a big market and it's a big market for the league. And New York has been out of the playoffs for a number of years. And, you know, this is the team that our league, you know, they want to see, you know, there's a huge fan base. They want to see New York in the playoffs.
What do you think, CP?
Oh, they should have played the violin as a background music for him. Sour grapes, Max. Listen, all Nate McMillan is trying to do, he's been a savvy NBA veteran, a great NBA coach. He's trying to politic for his point guard and Trae Young so that he gets the benefit of the whistle. Trae Young is leading the league, at the top of the league in free throw attempts. Hawks at the top of the league in free throw attempts. Trae Young has been flopping around. Nate McMillan knows that the NBA is reviewing how Trae Young has been drawing fouls as they go into the playoffs. We know that the playoffs is a much more physical game, very much demanding. So he's trying to appeal and make sure that his guys are getting the calls. I don't think the referees are going to be biased towards the Knicks because the league needs that. Of course,
but it's smart, CP. Your analysis is right on the money, but it's smart. Yeah. This is what Phil Jackson used to do. When I used to be a Knicks fan, before Jim Dolan ran them into the ground and then put his heel on them and smushed them down into the ground as he's having Charles Oakley arrested and fans thrown out of the garden for no reason. Before all that, when I was a Knicks fan, I remember Phil Jackson would sit up there at the press conference, and don't forget, he had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant and later on Dennis Rodman, a much better team than the Knicks. And he would, but the Knicks would give him a tough fight, and he would say things like, The NBA basketball is a game of beauty and grace. It's not a game of, and he would like really set the table in case the Knicks got physical, which was their only shot, for the refs to be on high alert for it. And it was smart. Nate McMillan is smart. This is going to be a tough series, CP.
Listen, I spoke to the X-Man Xavier McDaniel about that during when they played the Last Dance. I had the X-Man on, and we talked about that because the Knicks took the Bulls to 7 games in that 92 series, and he talked about how much, you know, Phil Jackson would appeal to the refs and complain about the Knicks, you know, bullying the Bulls out there in the court. And so it works. It's certainly some mind games, and it works, and I think that's what Nate McMillan was doing here for Trae Young and his team.
CP the Franchise, the one and only on Knicks Fan TV on the Goodyear Hotline. I mean, I'm just going to just put you up on
a little game. I'm going to work with you, Max.
Listen, game. This is what everyone does. It's a mistake everyone makes. You know, everyone gets on me. Oh, Max, you wear the same thing every time. Right. You keep everything to charcoal, dark blue, navy blue, occasionally black, but never have them remember what you wore. Should be clean, should look good. But with everyone fixing the pocket squares and the things and the it's all compensation. Right, you don't want the. That's not what it's about. It's about you got the goods. CP's got a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Like, I'll give it to you. I recognize the game. Recognized game. So I see it in you. You remind me of me when I was living in my mother's basement. No, I never lived in my mother's basement, but still.
Me neither.
And you're doing too much with the pocket square. Don't do that. That's for ex. Listen, but if you used to play ball, you can get away with that.
The CP, the Franchise signature look, Max.
I see.
Signature look.
I see.
I won't charge you a consulting fee because I appreciate the airtime.
Get some new handwriting. Listen, Commissioner Adam Silver on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin responding to Nate McMillan.
Nate's a veteran coach. I mean, he knows better. I mean, he's trying to inspire his team to suggest that the league somehow would prefer some teams over others, and it's just not the case. And he knows it, and he's got a young team, and he just wants to get them going.
What do you think of the commissioner's response, CP?
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Listen, the league is benefiting right now. You have both New York teams. You have both L.A. teams. You have Boston in the playoffs. Overall, I think it's going to elevate the product of the league. But Commissioner Silver is absolutely right. McMillan, he's trying to galvanize his team. He's trying to put the spotlight on the referees. The Hawks are favored in Vegas to win this series. So, you know, they're trying to play the underdog role. I understand that. But at the end of the day, they have to contend with a juggernaut New York Knicks defense led by Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, Derrick Rose. Tibbs is going to be ready. Sunday night MSG is going to be rocking.
I'll say this. There's enormous pressure on the Knicks right now as the higher seed and the favorite to actually win a playoff series. You know, and by the way, I find it pathetic how low the standards are for the Knicks. I found this when I was a Knicks fan, I found it pathetic. I felt like the second round, like there's no moral victory in getting to the second round. Win championships. Like that's what the Lakers do. They win championships. Why do the Knicks never win a championship? They never win a championship. Never. They never really compete for one. Let's be honest.
The Lakers are built to win a championship.
Right.
The Knicks were built to keep rebuilding. They're
right.
Playing with house money, Max. The lowest payroll in the league. This was David Fizdale's team that won 21 games last year.
Yep.
They doubled that in 72 games. They won 41 games. Top defense in the league.
CP,
top
this is how dumb Knicks fans are.
With house, CP's going to
convince them they're going to double it again. We're going to win 144 games next year.
To move the needle. Always moving the needle on us. Always moving the needle. I see the games. I see it.
Who's going to win Lakers, Suns?
I'm going Lakers in seven because I think despite the fact that AD and LeBron are banged up, everybody's banged up at this point in the season. I'm going with the experience. I'm going with the superstar power. The Suns have a high-octane offense. I understand that. Devin Booker is going to be someone that you have to contend with every game. Chris Paul, it has been the difference maker for them to get this far into the second seed, and he's going to be a nice outlet for Booker when he doesn't have it going to playmake. But who's going to guard LeBron? Who's going to guard AD? I understand Mikal Bridges is a top 3-and-D player. He's definitely emerged on the scene. Cam Johnson playing well as well. You have Jay Crowder, who had a nice season in the bubble. He will be relied on to play defense for Phoenix. But who's really going to stop LeBron and AD when they get going? We saw that against the Warriors in the playing game. First half, they didn't have it going. Second half, they got it cooking. And the Lakers, yeah, it was a close finish, but the Lakers looked much better when LeBron and AD started attacking, and it made the job easier for the supporting cast. I just don't see how the Suns are going to be able to slow these two guys down.
Now, CP, I agree with you. I think I like the Lakers in seven in a very tough series. I just want you to notice that Lakers fans don't beat their chest for getting knocked out in the second round, maybe, or hopefully. Lakers fans are like, wake us up when we got a three-peat. They don't even care about one. The only reason a Lakers fan cares about a championship is you can't repeat before you get the first one. Knicks fans are like, yo, you think we could win a playoff series this year? Oh, my God. New York, get out of here with that.
Listen, the jubilation is acceptable, Max. This is our first playoff series in 8 years. House money. House money. We were not expected to be here. 41 wins in the season, the fourth seed in the East. Come on, man. You got to give some credit where credit is due. Thibodeau has these guys clicking on all cylinders. You now have Thibodeau as Coach of the Year candidate, Derrick Rose, Sixth Man of the Year candidate, and Julius Randle as Most Improved Player candidate.
Let's just see what you better beat the Hawks. That's all I'm saying. CP the franchise, ladies and gentlemen. Not a championship. CP the franchise, ladies and gentlemen. Championship? No one's ever won a championship. What are you talking about? The championships don't even actually exist. Thank you, CP. I'll talk to you next week. CP the franchise, CEO, Knicks Fan TV. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. CP joined me on the Goodyear hotline. The Bears making yet another mistake, no doubts next. It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good. But cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning, good. Okay, maybe not that good. Pretty good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys. Plus, no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Not no compromise, no contract. That would be ridiculous. It's no contract, no compromise. No doubt coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80. No doubt coming up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. CP the Franchise, join me on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear more driven. Gonna get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think it means.
No doubt.
All right, what do we got? What do you got, Raj?
All right, first, let's listen to Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
Andy is the starter. Andy's going to get the one reps. When you go up to draft a quarterback like Justin, everyone's very excited and they want to know when. And trust me, we all understand that. But we need to make sure that whatever that plan is that we put together, that it's the best thing for the Chicago Bears.
All right.
You heard the coach. Andy Dalton should start the season as the Bears quarterback.
No doubt. Unless Fields beats him out in such a way. Not just beats him out. It's not for me that Fields just beats him out. Because it's about Justin Fields' future. Because that's the future of the Chicago Bears, make no mistake. Justin Fields has to demonstrate to the coaching staff that he is not only better than Andy Dalton, but that he is ready to be a quarterback on an ongoing basis for the Chicago Bears. The quarterback. Hopefully, unlike any they've ever had in the Super Bowl era, he has that kind of potential. But what you don't want is to hand him the ball, and then five games in, maybe you're thinking about sitting him down and no good. Yeah. You want to give him the ball and say, this is you for the next decade to 15 years.
Gotcha. Hey, Max, it's National Pizza Party Day. Mm. Now, this might be an unpopular opinion, Max, but pizza itself is overrated. It's all about the event that accompanies.
Nah, son. Party. You could have the party. Just give me the pizza. Are you kidding? Pizza's the thing I can't eat. Like, if you're on basically a permanent diet because you have a gut, right? You need to take it off. Cheese, dairy's no good. Like, after a certain age, it goes right to your gut. At least, certainly, it does for me. Sodium, no good. Mm-hmm. Carbohydrates, like pizza dough, no good. It's the most delicious thing in the world, and I can't eat it. And then they got Joe's Pizza over here on Carmine, where like right off 6th Avenue. You know, like it's killing me. It's the best pizza in the city.
I'm just saying, man. Yeah, pizza's all right, but it's usually it's a birthday party.
No. You could have the party. You could have all that stuff. I want the pizza.
Okay. Hey, man, Pujols went deep last night. Hey, Max, Albert Pujols will actually help the Dodgers.
Nah, son. Pujols hasn't been good in years. It's been years since Pujols could really help you. Nah. It's not just what you do, like isolate the stats. It's what you do compared to what someone else might do given those at-bats. No, he's not going to help the Dodgers.
Especially defensively, man. They got him playing first base out there.
This ain't the AL.
Guess what? We got a Hey, we got a birthday in the house. Busta Rhymes turns 50. Take a listen.
Yeah.
All right. So, of course, he queued it up where there's no lyrics, but that's okay.
Yeah.
He was learning.
What's the question?
As we went. But we're supposed to, well, if you could hear him go.
Yeah, just get to the question.
A little bit. I was just, well, it'd be help if you play the lyrics to what I told you what we needed it for, and he just gets the instrumental version. Great. Good job. Anyway, Busta Rhymes is one of the most hype MCs. Get your hyped MCs in the game. Get you all hyped up.
No doubt, but it goes deeper than that. I think there's a good argument. Now, I'm not making it. I'm not saying he's my favorite. But when you think of really what an MC means, right? An MC, like taking it back to its roots in the Bronx, right? What an MC means, moving the crowd, really.
Yeah.
There's an argument that Busta is the greatest of all time, that he's the GOAT MC.
Ooh.
Because first of all, he can rhyme. Secondly, he has delivery, as good as anyone ever. Thirdly, he's had a million great beats to rhyme over. He's produced. Fourthly, he can put on a show, right? Like, when you think of the – he's the most underrated probably of all time. But when people talk about the GOAT, you think Jay-Z, right? And way back in the day, it was like, you know, Rakim or G-Rap and later Nas or whoever you like, Biggie later on, whoever you like on the West Coast, it could be Tupac or Corrupt or whoever, right? And down south, it would swear by Andre 3000. But mostly what you're talking about is lyrics and production. Now add real MCing. I'm not saying those guys can't. I'm saying Busta's the next level of that. Now add longevity. He's got a GOAT argument. This is like one of those things where I think it was, who was it, who made the argument Sam Cassell belongs in the Hall of Fame? And I was like, get out of here. But by the time he was done, I was like, you know what? You have a better argument than you think about Cassell in the Hall of Fame. There's an argument that Busta's the GOAT. I'm just saying, there's an argument. Bet you didn't know I'd say that.
No, I didn't expect that. That's why I was trying to qualify with like the most hypest MC. No. But okay.
Check this out.
I appreciate him too.
There's an article in The Athletic. LeBron James and Steph Curry are the Magic and Bird of our time. So I quote tweet it. And I say, not even close, much more like the MJ and Isaiah of our time. When Steph has an overwhelming crew, his team can beat LeBron's. Otherwise, they can't. I want you to listen to some of these responses on Twitter. When LeBron has an overwhelming crew, his team can beat Steph. Otherwise, they can't. Hence the 2015 season. No, it's not like, come on, people. You got to come with some brain power behind it. No, LeBron didn't have an overwhelming crew. In 2015, he was missing Kyrie and Kevin Love. Had he had them, he could have matched up with Steph, Klay, and Dre, and Iguodala, right? But he didn't have either guy. Still took him six games. He's clearly the best player on either team. So much better than Steph. They couldn't even give Steph the MVP. They give the guy who guarded LeBron the MVP, Iguodala. Here's another one.
Iguodala.
That's right. I did. If LeBron and the Cavs were really overwhelmed in 2015, the season wouldn't have went six games. Well, right, because that's what I'm saying. They had an overwhelming disadvantage, but because of LeBron James, he made up for so much of it, they were able to go six games. LMAO, someone else said. Vice versa, LeBron needed a crew, too. Yes, Clay is correct. Not no damn MJ and Isaiah, you drunk. No, I'm completely sober. And, in fact, again, people, before you write something, just use your head a little bit. Put some thought into it. Yes, LeBron needs a crew, but overwhelming is referring to one versus the other. When Steph has overwhelming firepower more than LeBron, when his teammates are better than LeBron's teammates collectively, he has a chance. He has no chance when if his teammates are simply as good as LeBron's, he has no chance to win. He's never beaten LeBron when they've had equal teams, ever. Never beaten LeBron with equal teams, but he has lost to LeBron when he's had more firepower than LeBron. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Crossover coming up. Excuse me. I have a lot to say, don't I? Don't I? What are you shaking your head no for? You want me to read this whole DraftKings thing, Raj? Is that what you're saying?
And I'd like to do what we normally do when we go to break.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It's playoff time. Big stakes, bigger promotions. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, will be offering free-to-play pools every day of the NBA playoffs, offering players a free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes. Just download the DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. Download the top-rated DraftKings app and use promo code MAX when you sign up to get your free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. That's code MAX for a limited time. Only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for full details. the crossover coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80. How little do I know about rock and roll? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Although, to be fair, last time we did this, Brendan got some stuff right about hip-hop that I wouldn't have remembered. He had one about Master P. I don't know if I would have remembered. Yeah, he knew Eminem's middle name.
Yeah, I got like every single question right.
Like you're reading like the source or something. Like I, you know, I don't. ESPN Plus gives you live daily coverage of the PGA Championship. Hang in a second. Raj, I'm paying some bills. From the ocean course at Kiwa Island, or at least doing some promos. This weekend, it continues tomorrow and Sunday. Higher Love, right? Bring me a higher love. Was that Phil Collins or something?
No. But we'll give you credit for Higher Love. Steve Winwood.
Stream the exclusive main feed each morning, feature groups every day, and more. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com/golf.
That's right. So you see how we play the game. Of course, Max doesn't know much about rock and roll, and our technical leader, Brendan, knows nothing really about
it. I like some rock and roll,
though.
I mean, I think that's debatable after I just swept it last week, and I've won every single week, so.
Well, no, Max won one time. He did. But since you helped out so well with Busta Rhyme last segment, B, why don't you tell me the name of Busta Rhyme's squad that he ran with? Happy birthday, Busta Rhymes. He's 50 today.
That he broke
Busta
in.
Busta Rhymes' squad. Yeah, he broke in with these guys.
I think if I hear it, I'm going to recognize it.
That's not how we play, though. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, wise guy. Thanks for that instrumental. Go ahead and tell him, Max. You want to steal
Leaders
it?
Of the New School.
Yeah, that too. And That's he ran who... with the Flip Mode squad.
No, he broke in with Leaders of the New School. Flip Mode was later.
Yes. But he ran with the Flip Mode squad because they were called the Flip Mode squad. You get it?
Squad. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Busta was a member of Leaders of New School. As soon as you heard him, you knew he's going to go solo.
Yes. Good job for you, Max. Good job. You're off to a great start.
This is how old I am, by the way. I still think of them as kind of new school because of the name.
Are we giving him the steal there or no?
Yeah, of course we're giving him the steal. He named two different squads. He didn't do anything.
Calm down.
Now, of course, I got an advertisement on Instagram from the Beatles, since we talked about the Beatles in our Zoom meeting, and I got an advertisement for the first time from them. Your phone is always listening. Hey, Max, the top-selling Beatles single ever. You want multiple choice? Want me to give you some choices?
Yeah, multiple choice.
Okay. How about I Want to Hold Your Hand? You know how that goes.
Do I want to hold your hand?
She Loves You. I Feel Fine. I don't know what that sounds like, but I'm sure I've heard it.
I'm sure.
And then Can't Buy Me Love. I know that one. Can't Buy Me Love. So which one is the top seller for the Beatles?
What were the first two you said again?
I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You.
I Want to Hold Your Hand, I'll go with.
Okay. That is incorrect. B, do you have a guess?
Same again. This is actually harder than I expected to be. Say it again.
She Loves You. Yeah. Can't Buy Me Love. And then I Feel Fine, whatever song that is.
I'm going to have to guess heard. Can't Buy Me Love.
Incorrect. Neither of you get it. She Loves You was the most loved song by the Beatles.
I don't think that's accurate. There's no way
that's true. It is true. Hey, what? We got a listener
Who
question.
Are you finding this from?
I have one here from our boss. A suit wrote in a question. That's right, Liam. Liam wants to know if B can name the English rapper who performed "Return of the Mac." Yes, it is
Mark Morrison.
Hot dog! He got it. Look at that.
Was he a rapper?
Liam, if you helped him, you're sort of. That's the way Liam.
He was a rapper. I mean, "Return of the Mac" is a great song.
Hey, Max. You know the Foo Fighters, right?
What's that?
The Foo Fighters, the frontman Dave Grohl.
Vaguely.
What band was he in prior to the Foo Fighters?
I've got no idea. I could not name one Foo Fighters song.
Yes,
not one. I recognize it, but I couldn't name it.
No, what band prior to them? Because I know you, because you like this band. You've actually mentioned
them
before.
Where is Dave Grohl from prior to Foo Fighters? He was famous before Foo Fighters.
I got no idea. None.
All right. Taking
you can't
steal
this
then.
One because it's too no, you can't steal this one. No, you're not allowed to steal it. But the Nirvana.
Nirvana, I'm taking the 2-1, mate.
Why would I know everyone in Nirvana? I know Kurt Cobain, that's it. And I like Nirvana, but I'm not like memorizing the band members.
Hey, man, B.
White people, am
the
I right?
Ether battle. Max always refers to the ether battle, B. B, what rappers are involved in the ether battle that Max references at least once a week on his show?
Oh, Nas and Jay-Z?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, this is over. I got more questions, but I don't even want to give them. Go ahead, man. You're killing
it. Foo Fighters.
Play your song. Oh, B, you're killing it.
I got to say, you know what's a little unfair about this entire competition? Now I'll start making excuses.
Oh, now it's unfair to you. Okay.
Is that hip-hop is actually more pop culture than rock and roll. Hip-hop is more in popular consciousness than rock and roll. Shenan Gold Jr. coming up, Max Kellerman Show.